Hello, welcome to the JRD Systems podcast series. I am Ashwath Siddapa, Technical Program Manager at JRD Systems. I bring over 18 years of experience in quality engineering, supporting client program execution, leading cross-functional teams, and helping ensure delivery, sprint discipline, and quality. Today, I am joined by Akshay Darwat, QA Manager at JRD Systems. Akshay brings over 20 years of experience in quality assurance strategy, test automation framework implementation, and leading high-performing QA teams. He has also been working on an AI-driven automation framework designed to reduce manual effort across the automation lifecycle.
Thank you for having me, Ashwath. I look forward to our discussion.
Akshay, automation is something most teams rely on today, but many still spend more time maintaining their scripts than actually benefiting from them. Even with strong tools, so much effort goes into writing scenarios, maintaining structure, and fixing failures when things break. What led you to build this framework?
The intent was to reduce how much automation still depends on manual effort. Even in mature setups, a lot of time goes into repetitive work around test creation and maintenance. We wanted to change that balance, so teams spend less time building and maintaining automation and more time focusing on what actually needs to be validated.
That makes sense. Where does AI actually come into this process?
AI is embedded at multiple levels in the workflow. When requirements are defined, the system can interpret them and structure them into BDD scenarios. From there, it moves into building the supporting automation structure, identifying elements, creating page-level components, and linking them with the scenario steps. Instead of each part being handled separately, the flow becomes connected from end to end. What typically takes significant manual effort starts getting streamlined into a single connected process.
So, are teams still working with their existing tools, or does this require a complete shift in setup?
It's designed to work within existing setups. The framework is tool agnostic, so it can sit on top of what teams already use, whether that's Playwright, Selenium, or WebDriver.io. It supports multiple languages like TypeScript, Python, Java, and C#. The idea was not to replace what exists, but to extend it in a way that reduces manual dependency.
That flexibility definitely makes a difference. Locator issues and testability are usually where teams lose the most time. How does the framework handle that?
That was a key focus. In many cases, when locators change, tests break and require manual intervention. This system is designed for adaptive locator handling. When something changes, it doesn't immediately stop the execution flow. It looks for alternatives and continues with minimal interruption. This shifts automation from something that constantly needs fixing to something that can sustain itself better over time.
That is a big shift. What about reporting and visibility for stakeholders?
We have used Allure reports for execution visibility. Teams get a structured view of what happened, including step-level details, failures, and screenshots. On top of that, there's an additional layer for failure analysis to provide more context around what went wrong and what needs attention next. So, reporting moves from just visibility to actually helping teams respond faster.
When we talk about the return on investment for this approach, how do the timelines and effort change for a team?
The ROI is seen throughout the lifecycle. We see faster automation creation because the system assists with scenario writing and structure setup. There is a significant reduction in manual effort and lower maintenance overhead because of the improved test stability. It also leads to faster failure analysis and faster onboarding for new QA team members since they aren't starting from a blank setup. Ultimately, it allows for better use of QA and engineering time.
It certainly changes how teams operate. Looking ahead, where do you see this evolving?
The direction is towards systems that can learn and adjust over time. Instead of generating automation once, the idea is to have frameworks that continuously improve coverage and adapt as applications evolve.
To summarize, this framework brings together AI-driven scenario creation, automated structure building, support for multiple tools and languages, adaptive handling of stability, and advanced failure analysis in one connected flow. What stands out is that it's not just about automation doing more work, but about reducing the fragmentation in how teams build and maintain it. AI-driven automation is shifting automation from script maintenance toward connected, adaptive workflow support. Thanks, Akshay. Appreciate you sharing this.
Thank you so much for having me today. I really enjoyed our conversation and diving into this topic with you.
Thank you for listening to the JRD Systems podcast series.